1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Was watching TV once, eating, as I am wont to do.
Both activities.
Overtaken by a sudden sneeze attack with a mouthful of scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah, so I sneezed scrambled eggs all over the big Sony. And so I think it's time to play what I sneezed and where I sneezed it.
And what I blew it on. All right, to the phones?
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right, here we go. Go ahead, tell us your story.
It was soda, senior homecoming. And due to my allergies, I just sneezed the whole mouthful right on my homecoming date's front of her dress.
Awesome!
I don't believe
awesome.
It.
Awesome!
I'm not buying it.
I do.
Really?
What was her name? Oh.
Oh, he's gone
cut
already.
Cut him off? All right.
I think he was trying to sound too freaky.
All right.
And I.
He might have just.
No. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Jesse.
All right, Jesse, what happened?
All right, the macaroni and cheese. I was approximately 9 years old. My younger sister was sitting on the ground beneath the chair that I was sitting on. I sneeze, covers the back of her head with macaroni and cheese. She feels it, grabs it.
Oh, don't say
turns
it.
Turns around.
Don't say it.
I can't take it.
Me, realizes what it is, and starts dry eating.
Oh, okay. That's better. I thought you were going to say she started eating it.
I didn't hear. What did he say?
Dry heaving.
Yeah, she realized what it was. And just,
okay, so okay. She's normal.
Mac and cheese on my sister. All right.
All right. Crap
awesome.
To you. All right. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Mark.
Right,
it was
Mark.
Oatmeal, and it was all over my cat.
Oatmeal?
Oh, it was priceless. Then I started laughing so hard I almost choked.
That's a bad 5 minutes for you.
Oh, wow.
Did the cat lick it off?
The cat just looked at me like, really?
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
You know that cat did, too.
Thank
like,
you.
What?
A dog would jump and run away and then stand on the other side of the room and look at you.
Yeah. Dog would
cats,
eat it.
Cats are just kind of like, yeah, really? Welcome to the program. Who's this?
This is Julie.
All right, Julie, what do you got?
A girl sneeze.
Buckets of nasty phlegm snot on the inside of the motorcycle helmet.
That's so great!
Oh. So it was all there.
Nothing you can do. There.
Oh, in there with you, huh? All
yep.
Yeah.
Full face.
Love you, sister.
Wow.
I was
this close to hanging up on you going, no, you have to have something in your mouth. But when you said your
that she did.
Was in a helmet, that made it better.
All right. We keep going.
Welcome to the program. Who's this?
That is Ted.
All right, Ted.
What did you sneeze?
Mouthful of taco lettuce on my girlfriend.
Oh, gross.
Taco lettuce on girlfriend. What did she do?
She blinked a couple times because she had lettuce like in her eyelashes and on her face and asked if I was okay.
Really?
Wow, asked if you're okay.
What a good girlfriend.
That didn't start a fight or wasn't a deal breaker. It wasn't the end of the relationship.
I can't believe you just did that.
Well, she had gone away to do, you know, like that babysitting thing where you leave a nanny deal and came back.
An au pair.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she came back just in time for
so
this.
So she was working with kids, so she was used to having food all over.
Back in town, we should get together for this nice evening, and then I
sneezed taco lettuce all over.
You've rained lettuce all
You've
over
never talked
her face.
Again.
Nice going.
Crap to
all
you.
Right.
Welcome to the program. What's your story?
Most embarrassing sneeze of my life. So my father-in-law is one of these long handshakers, you know, doesn't let go.
Yeah.
I know the kind.
Oh, yeah.
So
what, you had a mouthful of sandwich while you were shaking his hand?
No, just the first time I ever met him. Shaking his hand, doesn't let go, sneeze comes out of nowhere, all over his face.
All right, so you didn't have, okay. All right, well, that's pretty good.
Nothing came out other than spit, maybe
all right.
Snot,
it's
but
the,
I think
it's,
that's bad enough.
It's the who so much as more than the stuff in that story.
Was that story, you married his daughter eventually?
Oh, yeah. Right. He's a nice guy. He let it go after a couple of years.
Did he bring it up at the wedding or anything? Did he say, you know, when he's giving his little speech, well, the first time I met James, it was...
it's Joe, and yeah, absolutely, the first time he brought it up, we brought that up at the wedding. I mean, that's just a great story. That gets told often.
All right. Crap to you, Joe. What happened to you?
I was eating a bowl of spiral noodles, and I had a big mouthful, and... one of them was in the back of my throat, and I coughed, and it went up into my nasal cavity, and at the same time, a sneeze came on. And when I sneezed, the entire noodle came out of my nose and into my chili mac.
Just like that. Whomp. Right back
chili
down
mac.
Into the plate.
Wow. Recycling. All right. Excellent.
Crap to you. All right. One more. Go ahead. Tell us what's your story.
Okay. I sneeze caused vomit. A young
what?
Lady
Wait a minute. Stop. You
sneeze.
Stop. Hold on. You what? You sneeze coughed vomit?
No. We were taking a test in class. A young lady sneezed. I look across. My friend is laughing. She's got a long greeny hig out of her nose. I tell my other buddy to look. He looks. She swings her head. Hits her on the side of the face, and he ran out of the room vomiting.
All right, and we're done.
A new low.
I have kind of an uncomfortable sweat going right now.
Cleavage sweat, like me?
Wow.